bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Are you scratching your head trying to figure out what to get?
No, I'm just thinking, dang, I am good.
Why?
I timed that thing like I almost planned it.
Oh, right.
It was accidental,
you know,
good.
But I don't think anybody noticed but you.
Yeah, buddy!
So, if you need an idea for that geek friend of yours, last-minute gift idea, we've got a whole bunch of holiday gift guides, including Mikel added a whole section there, an entire link, one whole link.
A full link?
Gift headquarters for all those Mac lovers.
Mac lovers? Wow, she is bringing the heat.
She is.
Dang.
We got CNET's guide, PC Magazine's guide, Extreme Tech's guide, Tech TV's guide, CNN.
Brandon Disney's guide.
No. We'll give our own stuff towards the end of the show.
All right.
And if you have any ideas that you think would be good, let us know. Otherwise, just to call us with your computer questions like Phil in Phoenix.
Yeah.
There's Phil. Phil, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I like that wish. What I should have.
What I should have.
What I absolutely have to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want him to come up with an acronym for wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Remember, he is 12, and so he's still, you know, there are needs in this world like a DVD player.
This is true.
For sure.
They're cheap enough, too.
No kidding.
Hey, I keep getting the C drive full message.
Wow.
When I am surfing, and I'm wondering if there's any, or just working on the computer, I'm wondering if there's anything I can do.
You know, I wish these error messages would be a little bit more descript. You know, what the heck are you supposed to do with a C drive full message?
Well, you have to go in and delete temporary.
Is in fact your hard drive full?
Pretty close.
Okay, well.
So the message at least is accurate.
Yes.
Yeah.
You need to get the urge to purge, my man.
You got a couple options. If you don't want to have the urge to purge or there's not a whole lot more to purge, then the second option is it's time to be up-migrading your hard drive.
Up-migrading?
Uh-huh.
Dear Santa, please bring me one of the new 120-gigabyte hard drives.
I don't know. They came out with a 340-gigabyte the other day.
Right, but I want one that he can actually use.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a reasonable chance of partitioning this one?
How old is your computer?
It's not that old. What happened was I partitioned it into too small a drive.
You did what we tell people not to do, and now you are suffering the consequences.
Yeah. I haven't heard, I guess, recently. Do you guys say don't partition at all?
Well, yes. Generally, you don't need to. You used to do it for performance, but, I mean, this stuff's getting so good and fast. You know, the trade-off of exactly what you're going through is not worth it.
Let me ask you a question. What is on your D or E or whatever your second partition, what's on there?
I've actually got it partitioned 5 times, and
why did you only do 5?
Yeah, Phil, do you sit at the dinner table sticking a fork in your head?
No.
I mean, that's basically what you did here.
Here's the deal. If you want to, there's a couple different ways you can go here. What I would do if it was me, I wouldn't have done it in the first place, but if I was sitting in front of this box and said, hey, I got all this mess now, I would try to get as many things off of as many partitions as possible and condense it down to the fewest number. For example, let's say you have C through G. Let's take everything you can from D, E, F, and G and maybe try to put it all into one partition if you can.
Uh-huh.
And then take the partitions that were whatever the last three were, and you can use a program called Partition Magic.
Right.
And it is magic.
The space that was there, throw it away and add it to C.
Okay.
But you got to make sure you clear those partitions out first so that you can delete them and then move their free space back into the other drive letters.
Since I've got all my the installation, the boot up and all that is on C.
Yes.
You can't touch that. You're going to want to make that bigger.
I would make that the largest.
Right.
Take every bit of free space you have and add it to C, and then go on with life. Now,
I would make it
in
all
the future,
one.
Don't partition, but before you do this, I'm also going to assume that you do back up everything you care about on a regular basis and that you do make a special backup before you do this.
And I've got all my virus scan up to date, too.
Well, that's not going to do a whole lot of good if you don't have your data.
Well, that comes down, I don't have all my backups up to date, but I will get them all updated.
Just remember, partitioning, bad.
Yeah.
And there are some exceptions, but for most people in most cases, there really is no reason anymore today's computers to do that.
Yeah, well, think about it, Phil. You got to leave X amount of space open on each partition, right?
Right.
So right there, you've just eaten up all that extra space that you wouldn't have had to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, like 100 mega.
All you have to do is just guess how much you're going to use on each one and guess right the first time, because if you make a mistake, oops.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason that I ended up doing this is I've got Win98 SC.
Yeah.
And when it goes down, then rebooting is easier if I just have to do it off the C drive.
What do you mean?
Reinstall Win98. I don't mean boot. To uninstall and reinstall Win98.
Well, so you're giving yourself grief every day for that one time a year that you have to reformat.
Well, then I don't have to reinstall all my programs.
Yeah, okay.
Sure you don't.
Yeah, and then you just have the C drive filling up all the time.
You think you don't have to reinstall, but wait till you actually try to do that once.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, fellas. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Phil. Good luck, and hopefully you learn from Phil's pain. Partitioning, bad. Fire, good.
We got lots more show coming up. Of course, our free download of the week from webattack.com, our Geek Speak of the Week, our Cox High Speed Website of the Week, and your calls and questions, 602-277-5827.
Did I mention partitioning not good?
Not good. I think you got that once or twice.
Right.
Ken Colborne and Brandon Disney back after the news.